Shvius, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, 7-4. The previous Mishnah had said that one may not do sechora, which is commerce, normal commercial activity, with bechoros, with firstborn male cows, goats, or sheep, which are to be brought as korbanos. But if they have a mum, a blemish, which is a permanent blemish, then the animal belongs to a kohen, but can be eaten as normal food. And in fact, the kohen could sell or give that animal or the meat to whoever he wishes. It can be eaten by a non-kohen as well. So our Mishnah here is going to say when one may in fact sell a bechor as meat, just in a way that should not constitute commercial activity. So the Mishnah says, Lakach bechor lemishte beno, if a person purchased a bechor, that's an animal for meat, for the sake of his son's party, let's say a wedding, ola regel, or he was planning making a big suda, in honor of the holiday, for example, he had a Pesach Seder or something going on, and lo tzarech lo, but then he realizes that he has no need for that bechor after all. He now, mutter lemachro, he is permitted to sell that meat to somebody else. That's not considered normal activity and commercial activity because he purchased it not for the sake of resale. Just now that he has this unnecessary, unusable meat, he's allowed to offload it and sell it to somebody else. The bartender says that it's important, a separate din, that he cannot profit from the sale. That is to say, if he brought it for 100, he can't sell it for more than 100 because that would constitute commercial activity. The Rambam makes no such mention of such a halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, there actually is no requirement to sell it for less than one purchased it for, unlike the Bar Tanur. The Mishnah continues on now to talk about doing business with non-kosher animals. Besides for Bechoros, we're talking here about a hunter who catches food. So the Mishnah says, Tzade chaya ofos v'dogim. If you have a trapper who makes his living catching animals, and the chaya are wild animals, ofos, birds, dogim, fish, shnizdamnu lehem mine tameim. They ended up in their traps catching some kind of non-kosher animal. He went out fishing for tuna. He caught a shark. Mutarim lemachron. That fisherman who makes his living catching fish may sell the shark to a non-kosher, to a non-Jewish person for eating the shark. That is permitted because he's not in the business of selling commercially on a normal ongoing basis non-kosher species. You recall from the previous Mishnah, we had said that one can't do that, but this, can't do normal commercial activity, but this is not considered normal commercial activity, says the Tanakhama. Now, the Bar Tanura speaks out that there was a tax put on hunters, like a hunting tax, like a hunting license tax, and much as we saw before, there was a tax put on farmers, and therefore he understands the reason for this leniency is so that the hunters can have the wherewithal to pay for the taxes put upon them. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Tana Kama, and he is more lenient. He says, "Af mishnis namna lo lefi darko lokeach mocher." Even a person who's not a professional trapper, and therefore he's not subject to the taxes, according to the Bar Tanura, and therefore he has no reason to be selling these non-kosher animals that he happens to catch in his trap. Says Rabbi Yehuda, he may sell them if it's nisnamna lo lefi darko, if it is happens upon him into his trap, lokeach, or he can even purchase it. That would be one shot in lokeach. He can even purchase it, umocher, and sell it. So he can take that animal he caught, he can sell it on to somebody else. Ublavad shlo tehei umnaso bakach, provided that's not his profession, meaning one cannot make it his profession to catch not kosher animals for consumption, even to sell to non-Jews, but the occasional catch, even by a non-professional trapper, not subject to any taxes, can be sold to non-Jews, and that's okay. V'chacham osram. The Chacham disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say no. The non-professional trapper may not sell non-kosher animals he catches by the by to non-Jewish purchasers to eat. Chacham say he may not do that. Exactly how the Chacham differ from the Tanakhama is not clear. According to the Bar Tanura, here they're saying that while they're being more lenient, ostensibly, and saying that while the occasional trapper may not sell, but the professional trapper may even go out of his way to, yes, catch a non-kosher species to have the wherewithal to pay the taxes put upon him. Others learn that the chum are actually being stricter, and they're saying that no, even a professional trapper, just like the unprofessional trapper, may not sell non-kosher animals for food, even if they happen upon them, not on purpose. The halacha, however, follows Rabbi Yehuda, the middle meikel shita, meaning a person who catches non-kosher animals may sell them to non-Jews for purchase, even if they're not a professional trapper, even if they're not subject to any taxes. The halacha is a trapper or a fisherman, whoever it is who catches non-kosher animals, can sell on those non-kosher animals to non-Jewish purchasers, provided that he doesn't make a profession of catching midoraisa non-kosher animals for sale.